This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Top leaders are campaigning for their party candidates and alliance for the 5th, 6th and 7th phases of Lok Sabha elections today. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will campaign in Maharashtra today. Mr. Modi will address election rallies in Dindori and Kalyan. He will also hold roadshow in Mumbai this evening. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has asserted that the Bharatiya Janata Party government is committed to taking back Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir and will not be deterred by the Pakistan. Addressing a rally at Hooghly in West Bengal, Mr. Shah said people of Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir are protesting and demanding freedom from Pakistan. On the increase in tourism activity in the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the Home Minister said 2 crore tourists came to Kashmir and created a new record. Speaking about the abrogation of Article 370, Mr. Shah said, Mamata Didi, Congress and the syndicate used to ask us not to remove Article 370. In Odisha, the electioneering is gear heating up for the upcoming phases of Lok Sabha and Assembly elections. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi are scheduled to address a number of poll rallies and roadshows in support of their respective party candidates in the state today. All 15 Hindustan Copper Limited officials who had been trapped in a mine in Neem Ka Thana district since last night were taken out today, with one of them feared that. Neem Ka Thana collector Sharad Mehra said 14 rescued were sent to SMS hospital in Jaipur for treatment and one was taken to a company hospital for examination as he is feared dead. 15 personnel of the public sector company got trapped in the mine when a cage used to carry the personnel fell down after a rope broke. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that the Chabahar port will benefit the entire region and a narrow view should not be taken off it. Speaking at a program in Kolkata last night, Dr. Jaishankar said that in the past, even the US has been appreciative of the fact that the Chabahar port has a larger relevance. India on Monday signed a 10-year contract to operate the strategic Iranian port of Chabahar that will help New Delhi expand trade with Central Asia. US has warned that any country having business dealings with Iran runs the potential risk of sanctions. Singapore's deputy leader, Lawrence Wong, is set to be sworn in as the nation's 4th prime minister today. 51 years old, US-trained economist Mr. Wong will succeed 72-year-old Lee Hsien Loong, who stepped down after 2 decades at the helm. Lee's resignation marked the end of a family dynasty led by his father, Lee Kuan Yew. Singapore's charismatic first leader who built the colonial trading outpost into a business-friendly, affluent country during 31 years in office. Sri Lanka is in discussion with India to establish an arms manufacturing unit in the island nation. Sri Lanka's State Defense Minister Primitha Bandara Tenakun has said that Sri Lankan military is already into arms manufacturing, but the scale is not what it expects it to be. While speaking to media persons today, the minister noted that the Indian defense manufacturing arm has boomed during the last 2 decades and added that the island nation can take a lot off from the Indian model. India has expressed grief over the demise of Security Coordination Officer in the UN Department of Safety and Security in Gaza, Colonel Vaibhav Anil Kale. The External Affairs Ministry said permanent mission of India to the UN in New York and Indian missions in Tel Aviv and Ramallah are extending all assistance in the repatriation of mortal remains. The ministry said it is continuously in touch with relevant authorities regarding the investigation into the incident. Colonel Vaibhav Anil Kale lost his life in Gaza on Monday. The Indian Air Force has tested BISM-Q, a state-of-the-art indigenous mobile hospital, for airdrop in Agra. Union Health Minister Mansukh Mandavia said, this innovative technology is a great leap forward in providing rapid and comprehensive medical aid during emergencies anywhere. This cube is a part of the broader initiative named Project Vision. Bharat Health Initiative for Sahyog, Hita and Maitri is tailored to treat up to 200 casualties. Electronics and IT Secretary S. Krishnan today said that the 6G technology has the potential to strengthen the nation's digital economy and enhance productivity. Addressing the Bharat 6G 2024 conference in New Delhi, Mr. Krishnan said the growth in 6G technology can have the same impact as the first industrial revolution. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.